tomorrow.
Okay, fine.
There but not on Shabbos.
There would be the
halakha l'moshe m'sinai.
Any color, sir?
No, but yeah, but he's not. He doesn't ask.
But actually, Rabbi, seriously, on that question. So it's not a matter of quote unquote cheating. It's a matter of.
Even black, Sarah?
You couldn't lay something on the Sefer Torah. I mean, like.
Right, that's how the person would address it. Interesting, not because of the cheating part, okay. You know, which is the way we would address it. But that's,
right,
that's, you know,
right.
You undermine the whole mile of being a Balkare, you know. they address it more from the issue of putting something down.
Even
okay.
Black
Sarah that he holds, but yeah, would be a problematic. Okay, Sif Zion. Halachal Moshe Misinai, so we mentioned yesterday that there's the different parts of the hide. So, till you process the hide, it's called or. So that's not kosher for ksiva b'klal. You have to process the or. Once you process the or, so the halacha is like this. If you process the whole hide totally together, so that's called an halacha gvil. Gvil is kosher for Sefer Torah. The way they used to do it, Bizman Chazal, was they would take the hide, especially let's say of a cow, a steer, is a thick hide. You can actually split it into two layers. You would split it into two layers and process it like that. The layer which was outermost, which was closer to where the hair of the animal, the outside hair is, that outer layer is called klaf. The inner layer is called duchsustus. Halacha Moshe Mesinai, the mezuzah is written on duchsustus, and tefillin is written on a klaf. And Sefer Torah is written on gvil. That's the halacha Moshe Mesinai, how we write, we do Sefer Torah on gvil, tefillin on klaf, and mezuzah on duchsustus. Step number two. Duchsustus is the part of the hide which is closer to the flesh of the animal.
I mean, you're saying that the Sefer Torah is written on klaf, you're saying?
No, on gvil.
Sefer Torah is written with both sides. You're having the whole
This is I'm still in the Gemara.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now the Gemara adds one more layer, and the Gemara says, no pun intended, the Gemara says that the chsustus, which is the part which is closer to the flesh, when you write the mezuzah, you write it on the chsustus part, but on the start which is closer to the outside, not the part which faced the flesh.
Right.
When you write it on tefillin. You write tefillin on the klaf. You write it on the part which is facing inside, not the part which where the hair was. Sefer Torah, you write on the part which is facing outside.
The klaf on the outside.
On the gvil on the outside. The tzatzar, and you escape with the hair, and you write on the tzatzar. So that's mitzad din of the Gemara. So that's how they used to do it. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see that inside. We'll talk about nowadays, and the Mechaber himself already talked about, even Bizman, Tosis already, they started a different process, and the Mechaber is going to quote that process. Let's get the first half down. Halakha Moshe Mesinai, Tvilin ala Klaf, Velo al Duchsustus. Velo al Gvil. Tvilin have to be written on Klaf, not Duchsustus, and not on Gvil.
I'm sorry, I must have missed something because you said it's split into two layers. What exactly is the Gvil then?
Gvil is when you don't split it.
Ah, okay.
Gvil is you don't split it. Okay, so tefillin has to be on klaf. It has to be A, you have to split it. You can't write it on gvil, which is the whole thing together. And B, when you divide it, you write on the klaf part, which is the outer part of it. Kosin ala klaf b'mokum boser. When you write on the klaf, you write on the part which is facing inside towards the boser, not on the outside, which is where the hair was. V'im shina is posel. If a person changed that and did not write the tefillin on the klaf, and he wrote on the tefillin on the klaf facing outwards, so no lach is, it's possible. You wrote mezuzah.
Is that recognizable? Could somebody who knows recognize whether he's written on the right side or not?
You know, I don't know. I'm not. It's like, you know, there's this famous story they have with Baruch Bear. The one time somebody brought him, you know, he learned the sugyas of Gemara, such that he never really studied it practically. Say one time somebody brought him the kirkabon for a halacha shayla. The kirkabon is the gizzard of the chicken. He said, ah, the halacha kirkabon, you know, because he knows it from the Gemara. I know this from the Gemara. I don't know it from the practical. I mean, that is what you do find when you talk about, you know, you have suede leather is from a different part of the cloth, of the hide than the other type of leather. Okay. Ma'u klaf u'ma'u duchsustus. So what are these things? So ha'or b'shas ibudai cholken osel l'shnayim. When you take the ore and your ma'abedits, which is that's the tanning process, you divide, you take it, you separate the two layers. B'chelech hachitzen shulitzat haseir nikra klav. The part which was the outer part of the animal, that's called klav. That's where the hair grows out of. Napnimi hadavak levaser nikri sustus. And the part of the layer which was attached to the flesh of the animal is called duchsustus. Now, lefizeh, based on this understanding we just said, kemrina kosin al klaf and mokam boser. So, what does it mean, mokam boser? The klaf is the outer part, not the inner part. So, the phrase mokam boser doesn't seem to make sense. So, what does it mean? It means hanu b'mokam hayoser karav leboser. So, you're taking the outer layer, but not the outer layer facing outwards where the hair was, the outer layer facing inwards, which was facing towards where the flesh was. Which is where the klaf and the duchsustus would touch. So that's what it means when you write b'makom of which is the makom baser. Doesn't really mean makom baser because you're not what you're writing on doesn't touch, never touch the baser at all. Okay, now the klafim shalom she'ein cholken oisam. So our klafim nowadays we don't split them like this. This is a quote from a Tosis, yeah. Tosis comes along and says this is a Gemara in Shabbos, a Gemara Menachos. Tosis comes along and says we don't do it nowadays, and apparently that was true already the time of the and that continued until the time of the Shulchan Aruch. So how in the world do we address our issue of klaf? So Shein Cholken Osam Yesh Lehem Din Klaf. Because
technically, if it's not split, then it's called gavil, right?
Correct. So why is it called? Why is it considered klaf and not gavil, and therefore it's kosher for the writing of the tefillah? Shema shemagarim kliposa hu al yona shememokam seir ena elakadei mashat zorach lesaknu lahaklika. So what they do is that they take off, they scrape off the part which touches directly to the meat. So they're mekayim the halacha that you're removing the makom baser part of it, so that we, as it were, we don't take it off as a layer, which is what the Gemara was talking about, but we scrape off the inside, you know, just by scraping. So you end up, so you don't have that part which is touching the baser. So you've removed, as it were, the duchsustus, and therefore it's klaf. We take off the outer layer of it, and when they made klaf, they didn't take off the outer layer because the outermost layer of the hide of the animal can be very thick and very tough, and it makes it hard to roll, etc. So we take that off. It says that which we take a very minimal amount, just the amounts. That we take the outer layer, which is where the hair is, we scrape that off also. It's just a little amount that we need to make it to be smooth and to be misakin and to make it functional. And the truth is, Tosis continues and says, even if we would do what the Gemara does and divide it into two parts, we still would have to take off that outermost layer. It's too hard. They would have to be removed. Therefore, it's not called, in other words, what was his question was, by taking that off, maybe that's called you've taken off the cloth, and what you're left with is not cloth anymore. He says, no. We take off a very thin layer, and that does not undermine the status of this, what we use, being called cloth. And then on the inner side, we take off a lot of the material there, which you're left with what's called klaf. So that's how we're mekayim the halacha of klaf for the purpose of tefillin. Now, so that's great. We've solved our problem by tefillin. Now, I want to point out a few things over here. Not that any of you are planning to.
Go into the business?
What? I don't think any of you guys are going into the business right now of making this stuff. So, in Bir Lacha, the Sakhdol Alicha, there's no Mishavuras on the Sif, but there's a lot of Bir Lachas. Sakhdol Alicha, he says, If you just take a little bit just to make it functional. I mean, giri yarsim means that if you took off too much, so Nishma Zadam says that's not called klaf anymore. Some surfer is mekel, but he's machmer. Okay. Okay.
Good. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Basically, in the Gemara's time, you're saying that the Derech was to split in two.
Right.
And then later on, they discontinued that, and then now they're doing it in one piece. Now, there's only two things that can change, and one is the animals themselves, and one is the second is the technology. So, so what was the reason for the change? I mean, animals, I assume, are the same animals that existed for many, many centuries. I don't assume that did change. So is the technology changed, that they changed that derech of splitting it in two, now making it all together one? That's my first question. I have another one.
What was the motivation to change it? I don't know.
Okay. And is this talking about a cow, an ox? I mean, you could theoretically make it, I assume, from a deer or a sheep or some other animal.
It's lav dafka. The standard is to do it from cowhide. I actually once saw a Sefer Torah from a deer skin in the Living Torah Museum in Brooklyn. They have a Sefer Torah written on deer skin. And it can be from a calf also, it's a very, very, very. I didn't see it. I had a chaver who saw it, told me about it, described it to me. The person who wanted to produce a very, very, obviously, light Sefer Torah, and the person had the money to spend it in. So he wrote his Sefer Torah using the skins of Ben Pekuas. Ben Bakua is the fetus inside. The mother was shattered, the fetus inside. So that's since it has not been out to the open air, it's very, very soft. And so it's also very light. It hasn't hardened. So it's very soft. Now, you can imagine how many Ben Bakuas you need to make a Sefer Torah. You need a lot of them.
I would imagine.
It had to be small, because you had a
small Sefer Torah.
He says, you could pick it was he did Hagba with it. It was like picking up a feather. It also cost...
That wasn't a feather.
That wasn't a feather, right? So you could do it with that also, you know. But obviously, I imagine writing on that would be a little more challenging.
But we're assuming here when he was discussing all this
the standard was from a bovine, yeah. Now, if you don't do it properly, so. As long as what you've wrote on was the proper, even if the edge was something else, that doesn't bother us. But if at some point in your process you didn't remove enough of the inner part, and therefore this is not called klaf, and you write on it, if one part of a letter is written on that, it passes the tefillin. So you take it off very well. Okay.
When part of a letter is written on what is possible.
If you didn't process this cloth properly, and there's a little part over here which still has too much of the inner part of the hide on it, and you write on that, and then you continue on, even one part of a letter is on that, if it's part of a letter which is ma'akib in the letter, it would pass.
Does the creation of the cloth have to be lishma?
We're getting there.
Okay.
Next, Sifches. Tzarech haklaf liyos me'ubad b'afotzim u'b'sin. So besides the fact that we have to remove certain parts, we then process it. There's a chemical process that we do, and we process it b'afotzim or b'sin. Afotzim is the way we had before. We met them already, the gallnuts. That's tan. Then the main ingredient there is tannin, which is the tannic acid, which is used for the process of tanning something. That's why it's called tannin. So that's if you don't do the process of ibud, so it's still called or. It's not klaf, it's not kvil, it's not tushil. It's or. Or is possible. You can't write on or. You have to write on these other things. Or the other option they would do it with Sid is lime. That also processes them. The law is that when you do the process of ibud, the process of ibud has to be done lishma. It's proper that you should not just think lishma, but you should actually verbalize lishma, express it with your lips. But you have a thought is good enough. That's like the lashon toiv lahotzi is preferred this way. You know for sure that you've done it, and you do it b'tchilas ibud. Shum Abdul Hashem, Tfilin Al Hashem, Sefer Torah. So when we start the process, that's when we speak it out, and then you don't have to keep, you know, repeating it again and again and again. Whatever you're doing in the process, we all assume it's being done based on that original intent. So at the beginning of the process, you announce, you declare that it's being done the Hashem, Tfilin or the Hashem, Sefer Torah.
You can have a conversation in the middle.
Once you started, you can have a conversation, right? Yeah. Idul Hashem Mezuzah, but if a person was Ma'abid, the cloth for the purpose of mezuzah, and then wants to use it for sefer Torah, it's not, excuse me, for tefillin or sefer Torah also, it would not be kosher. It's possible.
So does that imply that the other two are interchangeable in intent?
You can use a cloth which is mu'ubid the shem sefer Torah for tefillin. You cannot use a cloth which is mu'ubid the shem tefillin for sefer Torah. Right. You can go that, you
can go down.
The higher one includes the lower one. The lower one doesn't include the higher one.
So okay. The priority is Sefer Torah on the top, fill in the middle, and mezuzah at the bottom. Is that the...
Correct. But Fatima Bissid, now the more comes along and says, even though we have the Lachim HaShasim, that you write mezuzah on the Duchsustus, the more comes along and says, a machloik is whether your mezuzah can be written on the cloth. Tefillin cannot be written on Duchsustus. Mezuzah may be written on cloth. That's Machlokes in the Gemara, and we paskin that you could write it on a cloth. So theoretically, it's the same item. Just but you have to write it. You have to have kavanah when you're ma'abed it for the right purpose.
Why is it that order? Is it because the Sefer Torah has a lot more Hashem's name in it than Tefillin? Tefillin has more than mezuzah. Is that why?
Sefer Torah is the bechal. It's the whole. It has the kedusha of the whole Sefer Torah. That's more common than the kedusha.
There's more to it. There's more.
Well, it's not just Shem Hashem. It's the whole.
More right.
It's the whole book. Right. Tefillin versus mezuzah.
But tefillin is bigger. Has more stuff in it.
Yeah. I'm not sure if that's the reason. I'm not sure. Uh-huh. It's one of the things like you have in your head from like you know. For who knows when, you never really ask why? I don't know. Okay.
Mezuzah does not have the requirement of Kisidron, does it?
Yes, it does.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Yeah. Befatzim abesid, ulikuvahu. Lo mikri klaf belo zeh rak diftera. So the Gemara talks about there's something called diftera. So the Gemara actually says that the way they would process the ore to make it that it was to used for the change of the cloth, there was three stages of the process. They would make a wheat paste. The goal of the tanning process in general is to remove, if you leave too much liquid in something, it rots. Right? Liquid is what causes something which is totally dried. It's preserved. You have the petrified forest because it was totally dry, so it's stuck around for a lot of years. Water, on the other hand, causes things. So you have to remove the liquid water. On the other hand, if you remove all the oil, it's not supple at all and it can't function as leather. So the goal is to remove the water but leave the natural oils, etc. So the first thing they do is they do a process of a wheat paste. The wheat paste draws out a certain amount. That's the first step. That's called kimia, putting kema. Then you put salt on it, called meliach. And then you put a fotzim on it, which is the third step. So the ore which has had kemiach and meliach that didn't have a fotzim is called diftera. It comes up in, let's say, in the more talks about it in Shabbos, more talks about it in Gittin, something called diftera.
Viniach or Gela.
What?
Gela.
There's Bedil Gavil and diftera, yeah.
I said Megela.
It comes in Megillah, yes. V'yiniach ha'or b'sid, it has to sit in the slime, ad sheyipol hasar me'elov, v'lo yagadei greira. you want that to sit there long enough that all of the hair comes off on their own. That's the shear that has been there long enough, not that you have to scrape them off. If you took it off before that, we don't know that it's halachically fulfilled the halach of being processed properly. So you should not use it. The havi diftera dayanu pasul. It's still considered diftera, and therefore it's possible. However, some disagree, and they say the service if it's sat in there for 4 days, even though the hair has not fallen off, near the b'di'evah ain't kapeta. B'di'evah, that's going to be kosher. The main thing is not the sar. They hold once it's been sitting there long enough, that's not called a diftera, and then it's good. Okay.
What sar the hair?
Yeah, the hair. Because let's hold it over here. Right. We'll move on to the actual halachas of ksiva a little later on. Sorry, we're gonna get a walking through.
Totally unrelated question.
Yeah.
What do you say about going to female dentists? Like, you're normally female hygienists. Like, there's the ones who are helping you. Is it going to a female dentist? Should you dock and not? You should go to a male dentist, even though hygienists usually are helping you. I wasn't sure if it's like haircuts. I can't if there's a scopic issue. I wasn't sure, because I'm sure, no problem.
I need to...
They
need to get back to somebody.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
So it's not usser, because they're there, you know, the same way a nurse takes care of you.
Right, you should just, if you can go elsewhere, it's preferred, that's fine. I just wanted to get a tooth checked out, and I told my old dentist, you know, like I was trying to find somebody else, somebody in the Warwick I was thinking about going to, but no, I can find somebody else. I'm sure it'll be fine. Shkoyach, thank you.
Shkoyach.